Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
In an attempt to distribute land parcels acquired by the Kenai Peninsula Borough through tax foreclosure, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly approved Ordinance 2023-10, allowing acquired lands to be made available to adjacent landowners. Substandard-sized lots are permitted for sale by the municipality, borough. Parcels authorized for sale under this ordinance will only be made available to adjacent fee property owners with the ability to combine lots by platting action. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Bachicki commented on the purpose of the land distribution.
An objective of this administration is to get borough lands that are appropriate for sale out to the community. And this particular ordinance, 2023-10, allows some tax foreclosed parcels that are substandard in size to be retained for the public. This will be authorized for sale under this ordinance, will be made available to adjacent fee property owners.
Bachicki explained the substandard distinction.
So what's the goal of this? Substandard means that it's not large enough for a well and septic, so it's under half an acre, and we want to give the public an opportunity to add to their particular parcel so it's available to adjacent property owners so they can increase the size of their parcel. There'll be other borough land sales. This one is specifically about, I don't want to use the word disposing because some of it is very nice land. It just happens to be smaller than you can develop on its own. This particular sale is for adjacent property owners to add on to their current parcel.
For a complete list of available parcels for the borough sale, just click on the story on our website at radiokenai.com. As healthcare costs continue to increase, the Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development is proceeding with the comprehensive reform package concerning healthcare reimbursements. DCCED and the Department of Health formulated this approach to improve the affordability of healthcare for all Alaskans. My experience as a patient, a business owner, and a longtime member of our local hospital's governing board have allowed me to see the issue from many perspectives, said Commissioner Julie Sandy. This initiative will seek a balance between patients who need more affordable health insurance while still recognizing the healthcare industry is also a business and an important economic driver in our state. As a result, I am confident we can address the disparities in payments across Alaska's healthcare industry. The comprehensive reform package includes the following. 1. Request voluntary agreement from major insurance carriers in Alaska to leave in-network contracts at current reimbursement rates until the calendar year of 2025. 2. Require out-of-network payment calculation methodology to be provided in June 2023 for 2024 rate filings. 3. Add Medicaid rate structure review appropriation to the fiscal year 2024 capital budget. 4. Establish healthcare cost and reimbursements working group. 5. Repeal the 80th percentile regulation. The repeal will go into effect until January 1st, 2024 as part of the repeal. Insurance companies will be required to submit for approval an alternative basis for reimbursement of out-of-network claims as part of their 2024 rate filings. 6. The state will host a town hall echo on payments, including regulatory roles, consumer protections, network adequacy, rate settings, approvals, and the upcoming limited claims database. And 7. Include general fund requests for Department of Health Care coordination demonstration projects in the fiscal year 2025 budget submission. Senate Bill 48, Governor Mike Dunleavy's carbon offset legislation, was passed on Tuesday, May 16th, by the Alaska legislature following a successful floor vote in the Alaska House of Representatives. SB 48 establishes a statewide carbon offset program within the Department of Natural Resources. That means a business or entity that produces carbon dioxide can offset those emissions by buying credits generated by nature-based projects on state land. For more on these stories, just visit our website, myradiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.